From LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
You know that thing where you can't for the life of you remember where you put the keys or your glasses, but clear as day, you can remember some commercial jingle from childhood. I mean, remember it like word for word. Well, here's one that's been playing in my head for years. This was an ad for the West Virginia Coal Association.
Coal is West Virginia. Coal is me and you.
This got heavy play on TV where I grew up in West Virginia. Here comes the big finale.
Coal is West Virginia.
Rip, can we hear that again?
Coal is West Virginia.
Did you hear that? The verb they use is. Coal is West Virginia. Is, as in one simply does not exist without the other. That's a heck of a statement when you think about it. And it's part of a larger body of rhetoric and messaging that for generations told us that the places in Appalachia that provided our coal or our gas are really just that, places to provide our fuel. And now here we are in 2021. We have a new president pushing for action on climate change and clean energy. We have electric utilities rapidly moving away from coal, and we have a big question. If coal defined this place, then what are we without it? The answer is going to matter for more than just this region, Appalachia. It matters for the nation. Welcome to Appalachia America. I'm Jeff Young. Over the next month and a half, we're going to hear why the path to solving some of the toughest problems in America runs straight through Appalachia. Appalachia has, let's just say, a bit of an image problem. We are often lagging in measures of health and wealth. And for a lot of Americans, Appalachia is just a backwater. Or so they think. But here's a funny thing. Over the past few decades, a lot of America has started to look a lot more like Appalachia.
I coined the phrase as long ago as the 1980s, what we call the Appalachianization of America.
That's Appalachian scholar John Gaventa.
That's an awkward phrase, but it was making the argument that it wasn't that Appalachia was failing to catch up with the mainstream. It was that much of mainstream America was becoming more and more alike, reflecting the characteristics of the Appalachian region.
We're talking about things like growing inequality, anxiety about falling behind, and that dawning realization about the real costs of our fossil fuel economy. Appalachians were on the front end of all of those. So, a backwater? Hardly. Appalachia is more like the bellwether. And of all of those challenges we just listed, the dependence on fossil fuels may be the toughest. Climate change is a truly existential threat, and it is joined at the hip to so many other issues. Here's what I'm talking about. I want you to listen to this man for a minute. This is Wayne Stanley from Virginia, a coal miner for most of his life.
It was coal miners that put this nation on the map. Without coal, there would have been no industrial revolution. There would be no New York City. There would be no L.A. There would be nothing on these grounds of this United States, this great nation that we live in, if it hadn't come from the backs of a coal miner. It's time that we be recognized for what we have contributed.
So long as the people who mined the coal and drilled the gas and forged the steel that built this country feel like they're getting left behind, well, there's little chance that a climate solution can move forward. President Joe Biden has put climate change at the top of his agenda, which fits the sense of urgency that climate science calls for. But how will his administration persuade those many people who fear they'll lose out in a clean energy transition?
We do have to act. We have to act on climate, but we also have to act to make sure that there's no worker and no community left behind.
That's President Biden's national climate advisor, Gina McCarthy. After decades of environmental messages that cast climate as being about polar bears and the planet, McCarthy has taken a different approach.
I want people to know that this isn't about a planet, This is about our people. This is about our families. And if that's your focus of attention, then you have to look at who's left behind. And if we can prove it to these communities that we're not fighting against fossil fuels, but for our future, then I think we can win.
Each week, we'll hear from the people trying to answer these big questions about climate change, coal country, and just what a just transition really means. We hope to hear from you, too. Welcome to Appalach America, a podcast from the Ohio Valley Resource and Louisville Public Media.